Welcome to Business Bites Social Media Uncovered. This is your go-to podcast for all things social media and business. In every episode, we dive deep into the complex world of social media strategy, breaking it down into digestible, bite-sized nuggets of wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned pro or a social media newbie, our podcast offers insights that will supercharge your online presence. We cut through the noise and deliver actionable advice, latest trends, and expert insights, all designed to help you optimize your business's social media strategy. From Facebook to TikTok, from crafting killer content to deciphering analytics, we've got you covered. We believe that understanding social media is crucial to your business's success today, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. By tuning in regularly, you can gain a deeper understanding of the social media industry and its impact on business. Imagine boosting your engagement, ramping up your revenue, and mastering the art of social media, all from listening to our podcast. Sounds exciting, right? So what are you waiting for? Subscribe to the Business Bites Social Media Uncovered podcast today and take your social media game to the next level. So I was just interested to see what your perspective was on why you feel like these businesses take so long to pivot.
I honestly feel like it's fear. Generally, us as human beings, we either make decisions based on love or based on fear. And it's when you're so invested in a company and you own that company, et cetera, right, that generally sometimes what happens if it fails? And I think we've, as a culture and as a society, everybody thinks that failing is a bad thing. There is like so much beauty in the failure. There's so much beauty in the ugly because you learn so much. Yeah, you might pivot and try it and it doesn't work. What the fuck happens if it does work and it's amazing and what it might do for your business? And even if it doesn't work, it's a lesson. You'll learn next time what you did wrong or how you can adjust it. But I generally think most businesses are so afraid to step out of their comfort zone. And that could be completely wrong. But the ones that I've worked with previously, like even trying to in a polite way without coming out like an asshole, but it's like, it's even the recruitment videos when I was trying to explain different ways of doing that, but they're like, well, we can't do that. It's a recruitment video. And this is what's always done through all the other sectors of, you know, other businesses have always done the standard, oh, come and work for us. Like they mimic what other companies are doing. I'm like, wouldn't that be just amazing to step out of the comfort zone and do something different and resonate on an emotional level with your customers that they're like, holy shit, I want to work there, or whatever it may be. Like, I don't know if you've seen the Dove sketches from Dove itself. There's a really great campaign through those guys where they've got a sketch artist called Dove Sketches in here. But they have these women that walk through the door and they've got one lady, and all they're told is you need to pay attention to the woman in front of you. And they basically go into this room, there's no mirrors, and they're asked to explain to a sketch artist who can't see them to describe themselves, and then they describe the lady behind them. And then when they show the images of these two sketches to them, like when they describe themselves, they're so much harder on themselves and you know, they look sad and all that sort of stuff. But when the stranger describes them, they're happy, vibrant, open people, and the descriptions are so different. And it's not even selling Jaren or Dove products. But it's talking about that, like the beauty within women that we like, the, you know, those innate parts of where our insecurities and how we view ourselves. It speaks to that part of us. And that's all of a sudden they've connected and selling soaps that's all I buy now is Dove because of that. Like, yeah. So the fear of being different and stepping out of the comfort zone, I think generally is what, and every right to be, I don't know everybody's circumstances, but I think the fear of, you know, what if I do something different and this doesn't work drives a lot of business owners to a certain extent. Instead of going, you know what, fuck it, let's be different. Let's be out of the box. Let's be weird. Let's try something completely left field. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, let's take bits and pieces what did work, if that makes sense.
And there you have it, folks, another insightful episode of the Business Bites Social Media Uncovered podcast. We truly appreciate you tuning in, and hopefully today's discussion has provided you with valuable insight and helped you enhance your social media strategy. Remember, social media is a powerful tool, and when leveraged correctly, you can significantly drive your business's growth. We urge you to implement these strategies and tips shared today and watch your online presence flourish. If you enjoyed today's episode and found our content helpful, don't forget to hit the subscribe button on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This way, you'll never miss an episode, and we can continue providing you with expert advice on optimizing your business's social media presence. And if you can spare a moment, we'd love for you to leave us a review. Your feedback not only helps us improve, but it also helps us reach more listeners and invite a wider range of expert guests. Together, we can create an even more informative and engaging podcast. So until next time, keep pushing the boundaries, stay innovative, and remember, your business's success is only just a bite away.